what to do about big food. Big food. Because we had our big tobacco settlement a number of years back. And food is being targeted now from a couple of different reasons. The obesity argument is the one key reason. Number of Americans who are overweight or obese. So the question is, to what degree are you in charge of those decisions you make? Other lawsuits being filed now have to do with mislabeling of products you might buy. In the past, false advertising has been a target, and I think that's a fair target. Now it's mislabeling, but mislabeling to the point where you'd be amazed how much money could be involved in this. I'll bring Don Barrett in now. I was going to say momentarily, but Don's been sitting there on hold, and Mr. Barrett is an attorney, is one of those who was involved in the tobacco litigation some years back, and now targeting food producers. And Don Barrett, good to have you on the program. How are you?
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be on WGN.
You betcha. As I walk through this, is that essentially accurate? You're targeting this time mislabeling of products.
That's correct. Nobody's trying to tell the American people what they have to eat or what they cannot eat. The American people are pretty smart. They're pretty savvy. They can make those decisions for themselves. Thank you very much. But it's all about free choice. To have free choice, you have to have accurate information. And that means big food, the food companies, have got to start telling the truth about what's in their products. The law requires it, and the law has been violated repeatedly, and that's what we're doing. We're going to stop it.
Well, the numbers here astound me. You claim that some 25% of products are misbranded.
Mike, I do claim that, but that I get my information from the General Accounting Office. Actually, since I said that on a BBC program a couple of weeks ago, and I've had a flood of scientists from around the country in the public health area tell me, have written me and emailed me and said that actually it's probably closer to 80%.
Yeah.
The GAO says 25%, and that's huge.
Well, I guess the way you weigh the monetary damages in this, you say that if a product sells for, say, $1.50, but it's mislabeled, that the product itself is illegal at that point, so the loss to the consumer is the entire $1.50.
That's exactly correct. And it's not, Mike, it's not Don Barrett saying it. It's what the law says. The FDA requires that products be given, that be labeled correctly, that the ingredients that are in these products that have anything to do whatsoever with health or nutrition have to be labeled properly. If they are not labeled properly, they are misbranded is the term that the law uses. And if they are misbranded, it is illegal to sell that product. And the courts have said every time that if a product is illegal to sell, it has no value as a matter of public policy, as a matter of law. And that means that whatever you paid for it is what your damages are.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're basing the amount of damages on the amount of illegal products sold, which could be 25% of all the money we spend on food in a year.
Or more. Spend on packaged food in a year.
Packaged food in a year. Was it your firm that went after the Cap'n Crunch labeling?
No. And you know the defendants always like to use the Cap'n Crunch. That's a frivolous lawsuit. At least I think it was a frivolous lawsuit and had no chance to win. It was a silly lawsuit.
Give me an example.
They like to use that as an example.
Well, give me an example of one of your good ones.
Yeah. Okay. Chobani yogurt. To mothers who've got obese children or have children with juvenile diabetes, labels matter. They can't have sugar. They don't want added sugar in their products. So they look at a label of Chobani yogurt, and there's no sugar. Shows no sugar added. You know, hey, this is great. Now, the ingredients do show that they've got evaporated cane juice. Well, that sounds, you know, vague, but it sounds healthy and somehow natural and sounds pretty good, whatever that is. Well, if you live in Cuba or maybe South Louisiana, you know what evaporated cane juice is. That's sugar. That's all it is. They've given it a euphemism, and the law says you cannot do that. You can't, you know, people look at that label to see if it has sugar, and it doesn't say it has sugar, and they put a phony name on it. And the law, the FDA has specifically told these companies, you cannot say sugar is evaporated cane juice. Stop doing it. It's illegal.
So they were told that specifically regarding a euphemism for sugar. They were told you cannot say that.
Absolutely.
Have they stopped doing it? Do they
still
do it?
No. And it's not just Chobani yogurt. It's unfortunately, the industry has learned that the FDA has no teeth. That they have, the FDA does a great job with what little money that the FDA is given. I have no complaint with the FDA. But they just don't have enough people in enforcement. And so about all they can do is write a warning letter. And they have written many warning letters. But the law is there, and people have the right, citizens have the right to enforce the law, and that's what's happening in our cases. And we're gonna enforce that law.
All right, what's in this for me if I bought a mislabeled product in the last year? My cranberry juice doesn't say sugar. Let's say it said evaporated cane juice.
Yep.
What's in that for old Mike?
Well, old Mike, just watch the papers, and eventually we're going to win this case. And eventually, if you've bought one of the products, you're going to be able to receive a refund, because these are consumer products. I mean, it's not like a car where there's a written chain of title that you can look at, or a piece of land. Obviously, you'll have to make a claim for it. But that's going to happen, and the main thing that's going
to
happen.
But I have to add up how many things of cranberry juice I bought in a year, or a life, or a what?
I think you'll have. It wouldn't be a life. It would be. We've alleged for 4 years. That's the statute of limitations, and you'll be called on in some way to say, you know, if you want to, that you'll be called on to say, I buy a jar of this a month. I've done it for 4 years. That's 48 jars. You know, it's $48. Give me my $48 back. Or $96 if it's $2 a bottle or a jar. But one thing that you're going to benefit for the American people, and the primary thing you're going to benefit from, is that you're going to be able to go in that grocery store and do what Americans have always had a right to do, which is look at the label and get accurate information. So when you're buying food for yourself or for your children or your family, you'll be able to make your free choice as to what to buy, but based on accurate information.
If my child's diabetic, might not a doctor tell me, and by the way, watch out for evaporated cane juice on a label, that's the same as sugar.
I would hope that happens, but we're going to make them remove that phony, you know, deceptive, false label. That label's going off. It's going to change. And we're going to make them do that. But in the meantime, I hope programs like this, that people listen to around the country, that they'll get the message.
Won't this make my food more expensive and perhaps line your pockets?
It will not make your food any more expensive. Why should it make it? They have
to pay out billions.
We're not asking them to change the price of the product that they sell. We're asking them to tell the truth about the product they sell, and that shouldn't cost them a dime.
All right, take the Chobani yogurt as an example.
Okay,
if every little tub of yogurt they've ever sold
In the last four years did not
specify sugar. That's the total amount of the damages just for Chobani yogurt. What are you going for just over Chobani yogurt? That figure would be what?
I don't know what the sales figures are. I don't know, but it will be a substantial amount of money.
If they sold $1 billion worth of yogurt in 4 years, would it be $1 billion?
Absolutely.
And how would that billion be distributed?
To the American people, to the people that bought it. And what, and what,
in cases like this, what percentage?
Let me finish.
Yeah.
That's a good question. What generally happens, it depends on the court. The court will be responsible for getting it into the right hands. And, what generally happens is that there's an extensive advertising campaign that tells people how they can, you know, get a refund.
Mm-hmm.
And Chobani or whoever, the defendant, has to put up the money. If there's any money left over, and it generally is because it's not 100%, then the court will decide, you know, some institution, they call it a CyPRES, C-Y-P-R-E-S, a CyPRES award. That money will be given to some institution, perhaps, you know, that some college that's studying obesity or treating obesity or something that's connected with the class to do what the purpose of the lawsuit.
What percentage of the attorney's fees?
Where we've got our cases filed, it's based on the amount of time that you put in. You tell the court, I spent X number of hours, and the court decides whether you're entitled to any fee or not, and if so, how much. So it's...
Does this count as time you put in informing the American people on WGN? I'm just curious.
No, I wish you could. It's a good idea, but I don't think so. I don't believe the court would go along with that.
And when do we expect these first cases to get to court?
Some
already have, but...
When's
the big hammer come down?
Probably next summer.
Next summer, and will it be, say, one food company with multiple products being targeted at once, or do these have to be individual?
We've done it both ways. We have targeted ConAgra is a big Midwestern company in Omaha that we've gone after several of their products all at once, and that may be the first case that comes up. They've got some interesting problems. You ever heard of PAM cooking spray?
Sure.
For example?
Yes.
Everybody knows what PAM is. It's a little oil that's with compressed air that sprays out on your skillet.
Propellant.
Yeah, propellant. Correct. Right.
What's the propellant?
It's lighter fluid. It's ridiculous. People don't know, and it gets in the food, and people don't understand when they're spraying PAM on their grill or their skillet that they're giving lighter fluid to their children to eat. It may not be harmful.
You have time for a quick break and a few more questions. Give time for that. I'm not sure how long we have to
stay.
All right,
sure. I've got a little time.
Thank you. Mississippi attorney, and this has to do with going after big food. This is 720 WGN. A couple more minutes here with my newfound friend here. Don Barrett, an attorney who is going after Big Food over their labeling practices. On the PAM subject there, Don, and the what's in the propellant.
Right.
If that were included in the on the labeling, would I read that? Do I care what's in the propellant?
That's where free choice comes in. You don't have to read it. Some people do read it. The studies show that many people actually do read labels now. There's been an awakening in the country, and you certainly have the right to read it, and you have the opportunity to read it, and you have the right to have it tell you the truth. Let me give you a couple more.
Let me ask you this. Even if the propellant in PAM hasn't harmed anybody, correct? Even if it's not harmed anybody, because what's in the propellant isn't listed on the can, it's illegal.
That makes it unlawful. That's correct. And this is not, the fact is, it may not have harmed anybody. But here's the question. Would a mother, or what about Mike McConnell? Would Mike want to know that he is spraying lighter fluid on his eggs? I think he would. I mean, you may not matter and may laugh and go ahead and do it. And maybe a majority of the people would, but maybe some won't.
Well, how much of the propellant is actually lighter fluid? There are multiple ingredients in the propellant, yes?
No, it's lighter. It's butane and propane. This is stuff that comes out of oil wells. That's what's in there. It's all that.
We once had a creamer, coffee creamer at work, not here, and I'm not kidding. On top of that little cup, it said proudly, an edible petroleum product. So some people eat it.
Well, that's true, but they told the truth. And I bet you that there were probably people that said, yuck, I'm not going to eat that, and bought something else. And they would, and that's what they have an obligation to do, and that company did the right thing. It obeyed the law. And that's all we ask. It's a pretty simple proposition. You know, obey the dadgum law. Live by the same rules that, you know, corporate America and Big Food, Inc. ought to live by the same rules that Mike and Don and Jane and everybody else, the U.S., your John Q. public, have to live by and do live by. And you know, you were talking about kidding or maybe not kidding about, you know, how much was I going to make, you know, I would probably I'd be working in a service station somewhere if corporate America would live by the same rules that the rest of us live by, but they think they're exempt.
All right, well, if we have an FDA and a Consumer Product Safety Commission and a Justice Department,
right,
why can't these responsibilities fall to them?
Well, under our system of government, the American civil justice system, they fall, the responsibility falls both to the public and to the regulatory branch. Now, liberals love the regulatory part. They think, you know, that we ought to have more regulations. Conservatives tend to think we ought to have less regulation.
Well, you're saying these regulations are already there, and they're outside the bounds of the regulation.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's right. And these regulations have the force of law, and they're very specific, and they're not being obeyed. And when they are obeyed, it's going to help the American people to make wise choices.
All right. Well, Don, I find myself up against the clock, but I love this discussion. Wish we had more time.
Call me back sometime, and I'd love to talk to you.
Maybe next summer when it all hits the fan. How about that?
That sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for your time. Have a good weekend. This is